Rangers Rambles.
All right, we are live with the next episode of the podcast. I am Jolt, the chief host of the show. And joining me today is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hello, everyone. It's the Candy Corn Doggo.
Next to me, we have another couple of returning hosts. Gil.
Hello, everyone. Are we ready to talk about some top quality degeneracy?
That's exactly what we've called it today. and next to us, another returning host, Ice Kitsune.
Yep. Your favorite fluffy frosted fox.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. Wonderful. So, we've got a couple of, like I said, we do have some interesting topics here, but first we may have one or two late joiners who I tried my luck with no success. So, let's start this week with something from the news cycle that you might have missed out on, or maybe not have heard of. Number one, Lilo and Stitch live action is supportedly in the works.
Ooh.
Yeah, now there's a little confusion. It might not be in theaters. It might actually go on Disney's Netflix stream, which is going to be in 2019. So, like, we don't know where it's going to be. Yeah.
Go on. Well, it down to the nuts and bolts of it. Like, they did say they're promising a live action and CG mixture of Lilo and Stitch. Like, can you imagine just for a second how that will turn out artistically and aesthetically?
Well, I have a few ideas, but like, my main guess is going to be like, is it going to be like the ones from the Star Wars, or is it basically going to be, you know, something horrible?
I mean, I'm thinking it might be like a Beauty and the Beast situation where they rely on their old animated movies and then reboot them almost. Because they did that with Beauty and the Beast, as well as, I think, Cinderella and Pete's Dragon. Mm. So they've been fishing for like their older ideas to like reboot them and make them look better, I guess, because they're running out of new ideas.
Oh, you mean like Hollywood?
Well, Disney, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course.
Essentially.
They're probably just going to pull a Scooby-Doo and just make Stitch fucking, you know, CGI. Everybody's CGI.
I mean, here's the thing. No. I think all the humans, like Lilo, Nani, all of them are going to be legitimately live-action humans.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the things that can't actually.
I know, like Stitch.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, how the hell are you gonna say do Stitch live action, right?
Unless really good Stitch fursuit. That's what you need, a Stitch fursuit, a really good one. Then you can pull it off.
But then everybody would be trying to make them.
No, it's not gonna be like that. It's gonna be like Jolt said, live action and CGI kind of like combined. Yeah, kind of like Scooby Doo, I guess.
Yeah.
Where, like, the character's like not really there, but like it kind of is.
Exactly.
I see. The special effects, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Winchester ain't working for me.
You know what, guys? This is you know, one of the main reasons why I miss, you know, the early 2000s. This is why I miss the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I just wonder, like, do they think this is going to be as successful or more successful than the original? Because the original was very successful.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't. If I were them, I would. It's a gamble. It really is. You know, people like the animation with the classic music, classic voice actors, a lot better. And if they try to revamp it into this new like action thing, like they've been doing, like with Jungle Book and things like that, I mean, it's not going to be as a beloved classic anymore. more like a cash grab reboot.
Exactly, as well, too. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Not to mention as well, too, you know, the fact as well, too, that Disney has actually, you know, kind of gotten itself, you know, with the Star Wars, like, the original Star Wars founder, just all toxic masculines. And we should embrace ourselves, you know, some new ideas, which, you know, the fans don't even like. or something like that. You know what I mean, right?
Well, I know that a lot of... it's a little different, but I mean, when it comes to the reboots, yeah, there's this whole idea that the fans are the problem because they're racist or sexist or, you know, all those buzzwords that they like to use.
Can't provide any, let's say, any evidence that they are that and everything. We just want, you know, let's say, we just want to enjoy, you know, what we enjoy, you know, like at least 18 years ago, 19 years ago. I don't get it, no? You know what I mean? I miss those signs back then that were stolen from us. Oh, yes, it was stolen.
Right, well, the Lilo and Stitch reboot is not a political message thing, as far as I can tell. It's just a reboot of a animated film. It's really just a cash grab, I'm pretty sure. Who knows? It might be good. You know, who knows? But we have to wait and see.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna bug it on not subscribing to Netflix for this. But then again, as well too. I mean, like,
I mean, just think about it. Like, I mean, before anybody asked when I brought up the idea of a Stitch suit in live action, imagine for a second a live action Zootopia with everybody in fursuits.
Oh my god, that would be cool. Like, if it was
yes and no.
No, okay. Right. So, let's say if it was produced by furries who are like good actors and could actually like portray the roles, would that not be kind of awesome if it was like a Broadway thing, but like with actual furries? Like, wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Oh, I think that'd be kind of cool.
I'd watch it. You know, it's like The Lion King, except less African wooden masks inspired.
Oh, that'd be weird.
I mean, nobody has ever done a full fursuit movie in full justice, though.
I know, right? Well, like, wouldn't that be kind of a weird, different thing?
I don't know. I mean,
It wouldn't surprise me with how everybody else does this bullshit.
Well, I mean, I'd watch it because I'm fairly trash, but I don't think that the rest of the world will like it.
I don't know. I mean, a Zootopia musical would have to be done with fursuits. There's no...
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
It'd probably be Zootopia on Ice.
Most likely that would be the case, I'd say. I mean, very likely.
Do they already have that at Disney? I don't think I've checked.
No.
Well, they got Toy Story. I saw Monsters Inc. on Ice.
No. You guys know what I'm thinking about, right? Like, if they're on your knife, fursuit feet on ice with ice skates on it.
Oh, geez, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, the Russians actually did it.
Wait, what?
The Russians actually got a custom-made fursuit, like for a hockey team mascot, and they basically put ice skates on their fursuit feet.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah. Oh, damn, so the Russians are always ahead.
Well, hey, I mean,
way more inspired.
What are they doing, those Russians?
Oh, I don't know.
They're probably still recovering from Zabivaska, or whatever the hell.
Zabivaka.
Yeah.
He's so adorable. Did you know he's still being used in Russia as a mascot? Jolt sent me a picture of this the other day of like Zabivaka like on cases of milk in like a Russian store, and I was like, my goodness,
furry milk.
Yes. Seriously, he's like a mascot for like milk or something.
I was basically being aware of it. My screen share. I mean, try putting it up on screen share. I mean, I'm sure I've got the image up for you guys, but I can't.
Are you sure we haven't milked that enough yet?
I mean, this isn't in Russia. This was basically a store in, I think it's even Hong Kong or something.
Oh, this was in Hong Kong. Oh, I thought it was in Russia.
Oh, shit. And there were, dope. Yeah.
It was from Hong Kong. What?
Yeah, I mean the packaging really reads of those characters. Those, you know, that sort of thing. This is not in Russian.
Yeah, that's Hong Kong.
I didn't. I just saw Zabi Vodka, and I'm just like, oh, there we go. Like I didn't even.
Fun stuff.
That's so awesome, though. Like he's actually being used as a mascot still, even after the whole Olympics. That's great.
Zabi Vodka.
Yeah.
He will live on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Zabi Vodka is a national treasure of Russia.
Да, я знаю, я тоже так думаю.
I didn't understand a single thing you said, but yes, I agree.
You know?
Oh, yes.
You know something? To get back on track with the topic, did you guys actually manage to catch the so-called the Stitch anime? They actually made a Stitch anime, a Japanese Stitch anime with Japanese characters set in Japan. That thing existed.
Hmm. Oh, good lord.
I bet it's funny enough to leave me in stitches.
Oh, my sides are crippled. Oh, my sides. Oh, my sides, they're crippled.
Well, they did the same thing with the Powerpuff Girls.
That's an abomination and a half. But yeah, at least, I mean, you got to ask yourself, like, if it was... I honestly, I really... sometimes I feel for the worst, like, with a CG, like, all the aliens are Stitch, like, aesthetically. Let me just ask you straight up, would you rather see, a small-sized Dingo, or, like, a small-sized Stitch, like, being played as a kid with, like, and with sprout that can sprout arms, a suit that can sprout arms?
I mean, if this was, like, the 1970s and that's all they had, then, you know, good on them. But nowadays, we have technology, so it's probably...
Yeah, we have special effects. Now we got a lot of things.
It's best to go in that direction.
We have technology.
I digress, though. I mean, speaking of other Disney movies, though, which other Disney movies do you think are going to get this freaking live-action treatment, like animated...
Oh, well, there actually is one. Dumbo is coming up.
Dumbo, really?
Yes, they're making a live action of Dumbo. It's going to be coming out, I believe, they said in 2019, but... there's a teaser for it out already. Dumbo.
Oh!
They're gonna remake that.
Shit.
Yeah. I believe there was one other one that I was thinking of, but I don't remember at the moment, but I know that I did see the Dumbo trailer.
Oh. Well, so, I mean, it better be.
So, like I said, this is what Disney's trying to do. I guess they're running out of ideas and they're fishing back to their older, more successful movies and trying to, like, remake them.
For a cash grab and everything, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't really mind, that they're doing the remakes and everything. Mm-hmm. But my biggest pet peeve is how they are redoing it.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I haven't. Actually, you're right. Like with Beauty and the Beast, they made Gaston gay or something. Yeah. Like, why? There's no point to that. You don't need to make him gay. You don't need your little representation in a Disney film like this. You know, that's just
exactly
unnecessary. And that's just it just takes me out of the magic of the actual movie, you know? It's like, oh, well, he's gay. We have to, cater to them SJWs. It's like, stop
you
it.
Stereotype you gay like that, right?
Like, he was never gay in the original one. You don't need to make him gay in this one. There's no, who cares? You know?
And to stereotype gays like who that, cares? Too.
Jesus Christ. Like, right. I don't understand that. So that's one thing. I don't know what they're going to do with Dumbo. Maybe it's going to be about, PETA and veganism and animal rights. What are they going
to
do?
No.
Like, the main character is going to be a vegan, and I have to save Dumbo and let him have his cage. That might happen. I'm saying it now, guys, for the record. If I'm right, then this is the record.
If you're right, then buy me a beer.
All right, I'll probably put that on.
I will.
Because this is staying up. This is going nowhere. We'll keep a watch out because Disney's gone full Disney and it's
full Disney. It's, yeah. It's oh my goodness.
It's like so, saying a bad word in Club Penguin.
Well, so with that though, a couple of little live comments here. Panda Games VR says, I remember that there's a Sonic movie coming soon, and boy, it's probably going to be trash. I have no idea if there such a thing is coming soon, really. But
hey, I mean, if it's Sonic OVA, then hey, why not, right?
Is a Sonic movie coming soon, 2019, supposedly?
Probably still going to be better than Sonic 06.
Oh, I don't know. At least they're kept, you know, they're keeping true to the Sonic core by doing it freaking fully animated.
There's also the fact that they did the Sonic Boom cartoon.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But it was basically the equivalent of Teen Titans Go, essentially at start. Right?
Teen Titans Go is... I don't know if it's that.
Teen Titans Go is an abomination. And so is Terra Strong.
Oh, Lord.
Tell me about it.
Tell me about it.
Anyway.
That's what happens when you remake all the things.
Yeah,
you remake them bad.
And it's not done for nostalgia purposes, too.
It was real funny because I got blocked by Terra Strong.
All right, so we should probably let's move on to the next kind of topic, which is kind of what we've namesaked our episode for the week. This is the most like finding out what the most degenerate what something degenerate which is living air. Vice made an article titled "Living Aircraft Porn Will Change the Way You Look at Airplanes Forever."
Well, so sounds like good somebody's Lord. Already beaten off to it.
Is there somebody who can screen share this? I can't screen share this. But...
Oh, this is weird, guys. This is a weird story. Like this is the strangest things I've ever seen ever.
Exactly. Not to mention, well, you know that furry porn, you know, it's weird in its own right. And then there's furry airplane porn, which is already weirder.
No.
And now we got this.
We've reached a new level of degeneracy.
It's not furry, though. Let's be very clear about that.
Oh, yeah. But you get what I mean, right?
It's anthro.
Yeah, anthro.
What they're doing is, like, creepy levels of anthro that makes zero sense at all.
You mean, like, creepy levels of degeneracy?
Well, Joel, yeah. would you like to read the rest of the article for us?
Sure. All right, I'll read the article first precept, though, just because there's no screen share. I was, like the writer says, I was biking to work earlier this week on a beautiful fall day. I saw an airplane pass overhead, one thought unbidden crossed my mind. What if the plane had boobs?
Okay, now you're going too far.
Yeah. Now, this is what this person wonders. They see a plane go by, they're like, you know, I wonder if this plane had boobs. You know, that's an interesting idea. Who thinks this?
Why Rule 34 exists.
Why? You know what the funny part was? Is that the author is doing this for Vice, and she basically found, has the whole vibe of, I found out about this, now let me share it with you, the world.
Exactly as well, too. I mean, but then again, as well, too, that yes, I know I'm a Sonic furry thing as well, too, but I don't go, let's say, rubbing on everyone's faces, my fetishes and whatnot. But this one, she's like literally just rubbing on everyone's face, like, oh, hey, I'm a plane. I got boobs. Look at me. Ah!
Yeah, it gets a little weirder than that. Because
of course, it gets even weirder.
Her name is Maya Ben David. She's apparently some kind of a performance artist. Now, she calls herself an aeromorph, which is an anthropomorphic aeroplane. That's what she claims to be. Now, she has also made videos of her in her airplane suit complaining about artwork, lighting menorahs and whatnot for holidays, like in her full getup. And then, of course, she dresses up as a baggage bag. like something for I think it's like a Goodwill or something. Like she literally dressed up as a duffel bag in one of her videos.
Well, you've the wrong way to be a furry.
Oh, good and Lord. She also dressed up as a log and sat in front of a fire, not moving, for like 10 minutes.
The original planker.
Oh, but this person, Aramor,
the wrong way of being a furry.
But this article has the audacity to compare this to furries, and I'm like,
exactly.
No, not even no. Stop it.
That's like that episode of American Dad where they had that fucking guy dressed up in a squirrel costume and that car.
And the car, exactly. Yeah, and then the car like ran him over and was doing
started humping him.
Yeah. That kind of reminded me of this because it's like a mechano. I think they call it like a mechanophile or something. But it's just.
I mean, they don't even take it to these lengths. It's just.
Oh, like normal. This is weird, man. This length. But
I think it'd sound better. I thought it would sound better just to call it like automophile or some shit like that.
Exactly. Yeah,
like a vehicle file. I mean, but guys, I subscribe to her because this person is really fascinating. I had to do it. So I'm going to keep on a lookout for all the weird stuff she's posting. And it's a doozy, guys. It's like down the rabbit hole.
It's down the rabbit hole of degeneracy.
I mean, you know what the funny thing was? Speaking of which, not to ruin this whole vibe, but rather, I went to a fur meet in my local area, and I actually legitimately somebody with a plain suit.
Good Lord.
Wait, this is a thing?
This is like a real thing?
Yeah, she was just doing this by herself. Unless living aircraft stuff is a thing.
I just got a random thought. How would they do that in a porno? Would they just kind of like, would the person just kind of like put his toe against her hoo-ha?
Pretending
to be the hose for the jet fuel?
There is actually something that she said about this. In the article, it says that
good Lord.
It's comparable to Vore. Where if you're a plane, there's a bunch of people inside you, and it's like Vore. That's what the article actually said. Like, this is what this person believes.
That sounds like a regular $20 hooker, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like
everybody's in her. Oh, come on.
Because everybody's in her.
Like, I have already a bad enough time trying to humanize the plane anatomy.
Exactly.
Now they just make it sound like a regular prostitution.
Regular prostitution. As if it ever was. No. I mean, it's not creepy at all, right? I mean, why would it ever be any bit creepy?
Like, to answer the writer's question, how do you even fit boobs on the plane? Like, actual, you know, on the side of the body?
I'd probably say they weld an undercarriage.
Yeah.
Fucking plane porn.
Jesus. Probably where they store the extra tires in.
Well, I mean, I guess they do a lot of refueling, I bet too, right?
Oh yeah, a lot of refueling. Oh boy. Give me that. Make sure you put that big toe in there. Yes, sexy fuel hose.
Refueling.
Well, she's serious about this, guys. She's actually, like, she really does, like, if she were to go to a convention, now, she would dress up as an anthropomorphic airplane. That's what she does. So, where do you think she would fit in? Do you think at a furry convention that she should be accepted as a furry?
Fuck no.
Because personally, I would say no. You're not a furry because clearly you're not even an animal. You're just a thing with a face on it.
Well, there's us. No, no. I was going to say.
No. I would call her an anthro, if anything. Even. She's not a furry. No.
Even the folks in the brony community have those fucking pony planes that are more animal than this shit. Yes, exactly. There's actual, like, pony planes. Yes.
Wait, what? They do?
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
A pony?
Oh, can you guys try screen sharing stuff?
Yes.
Like, just try putting screen share and try putting... not.
A pony plane.
Let's see if I can... I've not heard of where
that. I mean, that's already gone way too far. Right? I mean, if a Pegasus was already akin to, you know, flying horse...
I forgot how to... Oh, wait. There it is.
Well, just turn it into a plane. It'll be better.
I mean, all you need to do is just slap on a pony's head and break and slide something, right? I mean, heck! Even furries basically slap on an animal's head on a plane body.
Whose cat is that?
Ice, can you mute for a second? Oh, good grief. One second, though. Did you guys see that plane suit that I sent you guys in DMs, though?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, that's literally, like, not what you imagine. It's a little beyond what you imagined, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. But hey, I mean, it's gonna get even better, right? It's gonna get even better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. I just wanted to compare this to Thomas the Tank Engine, a human face on a train.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so is that...
Oh, there goes my childhood.
Nope.
Oh, there goes my childhood.
Yep, there it goes. Down the drain. Oh, yeah. There's actually... Oh, okay, this is kind of random, but there was a really creepy episode of Thomas the Tank Engine where, like, this old engine who was, like, run down ended up being sealed away behind a brick wall, so he died.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck was that about? They killed him.
Torture.
They literally killed him. That was creepy. Like, what was the message behind that? They're like, oh, you're too old to work. I guess we gotta set you up while you're alive. Like, what the heck?
Exactly. What the Christ is that even episode of World 2? Besides World 2, what if they did the same thing with the anthroplanes? Right?
Yeah, I guess.
One sec.
Okay, we don't need to. You know, we're about to run close on this topic, though. But I want to try and see if I can read a few live, snap in a few live comments while I'm at it. Provided, of course. Yes, I mean exactly what I was said. Like Underboot says, plain titties, fuel tanks.
Plain titties, fuel tank. Oh, good Lord.
Yep.
And the games, yes. I saw one of those one that was from R-MK. I found that hella hot because that. Oh, there we go. That plane girl had a fantastic ass and I jerked off sometimes. Weird, hella weird. Yeah, that's kind of the gist about that sort of thing. You can't really explain it. Okay, I think.
Yep.
See if I can have you screen share that stuff. But yes, that's the gist of it. And pony plane. All right. Since you're screen sharing this stuff, I might need you to screen share some stuff as we're going forward. Can you pop open the? We're about to move on to the next topic.
And that is
the Ubisoft leaks.
Ooh, this is gonna be a juicy one. You know, yeah. Game developers that are totally not like, how might I say, that are totally mm-hmm. not like EA whatsoever, right? Why would they ever be like EA, right? Right?
I know.
Well, they're racist and sexist, obviously.
And homophobic,
No, just the way that they organize themselves is extremely racist and
I mean, yeah. Right?
It's horrible.
Just to fill you guys in, somebody managed to receive a bunch of leaked leaked videos, leaked PowerPoint presentations, and some from Ubisoft insiders, telling them exactly how the company was running its operations and what they wanted out of their employees and what they were looking for.
So anonymous sources, huh?
Insiders that were. That's, yeah. essentially it. I mean, one of the insiders said, because I can't squeak here at the moment, diversity is embracing our individual uniqueness to make sure we build on this strength that is diversity.
Diversity? Ah, people
and
kind.
And hopefully we will bring more creativity to the company.
Basically, what this company said was they believe that 15% minorities in our country are misrepresented, and they want to include them in their company to increase their diversity of different people in their company to make it look good. Now, when I see this, I think of virtue signaling forced diversity. Now, I do not care about racial diversity at all. I care about diversity of opinions, not
in the mind.
Not skin color, not race, not gender, not whatever the hell that is. No, I care about diversity of ideas, but these people don't. They said they want to increase the amount of minorities because they want to look inclusive. Now, is that not a racist thing? Like, if you're being hired by this company and you happen to be a minority, if you were that person, wouldn't you feel like, well, maybe this company is only hiring me because of my skin color, not because of my own skills.
Exactly.
That's what they want to do. It's called affirmative action, a very racist and horrible policy. But that's what they're doing to these people. They want to specifically be diverse. I mean, like, they're actually trying. They're like, oh, well, we must be diverse, like, racially. I'm thinking, like, how is that a good thing? You know, shouldn't you be diverse in skills and opinions of your people that you're hiring, not their race?
Like, right.
Why? Like, what's up with that?
Right. And you know what the best part is? I mean, if they're going to go for this diversity inclusion or not, do you know what was one of the best diverse games ever? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. The best ones. I'll tell you that.
Because they wanted to go authentic, though. But this is Ubisoft we're talking about here.
I know, but you get the gist of what I'm talking about. But yeah, Ubisoft. Well,
thing is, they want to follow in Marvel's footsteps.
We'll get Marvel. To that, in a moment.
Good Lord, Marvel.
Oh, no.
Lord.
Can I just point out, too, I have not bought or played or have no interest in playing Assassin's Creed We Was Kings Edition.
Oh, Lord. The one that's in Egypt, right?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, they basically followed the meme right down to the T. With a black Egyptian. For what reason?
I don't know. I'm just kind of upset that this is just another tech company that's giving in to this whole SJW mindset.
They've gone that too. But you know what's funny as well? In one of the things they say, there's quote, blah, 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 diversity has to include using our platform and our cultural influence to take a stand and to model inclusiveness for our players and to say to people who are being excluded, you are welcome, you have a voice, we are going to help you speak.
And that doesn't even make any sense. I mean, so what if, like, let's say characters in a video game are purple-haired feminists, you know, who weigh like 500 pounds or whatever, like, and they represent a certain minority, like, who cares? Like, what they look like? Like, do I really care about representation? I mean, like, whatever. I happen to be bisexual. Now, do I really care about LGBT representation in games, or even like to hire people for companies
or the stereotypes? No. Even as well too.
No, I don't, because I don't care. I only care if it's a good game or if it's a good company and there's the right people hired for the job. That's all that matters. But,
right, I mean, cause like,
this is what they're doing. It's crazy. This actually does tie into our next topic as well, which is quite scary how it relates to us.
I know, but... never mind. Yes. I lost where I was going. I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just saying this whole forced diversity thing is quite problematic for our society.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, did you guys manage to see like the amount of people that were in the Ubisoft leaks video.
What about them? Look at them.
I mean, this is freaking in Toronto studio, and look, the majority demographic in here, you can guess exactly what it is.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, do you guys want to hear a fun word? Mass Effect Andromeda before the patches.
Oh no.
Oh yes,
indeed. That's EA's problem all its own.
Oh, but you know, just because it's EA's doesn't mean it's just EA's, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. You guys are going to love that. This whole stuff. There's the second part of this leaks, the Ubisoft leaks, is, like I said, a PowerPoint presentation on how they were going to implement this sort of stuff. And yes, it's every bit as cancerous as you think.
Oh.
I'll kind of read it like, oh my goodness. The gaming industry is post-Gamergate. Not just the lack of diversity, but the presence of a toxic culture in gaming is now widely acknowledged.
And who are they to claim us to be Gamergate, huh? Especially to claim to be post-Gamergate. Who are these guys that even believe that they control the game industry?
This is something that should have died, the Gamergate saga.
Right?
They can't let it die.
But no, they just kept on beating it up like a dead horse. Give it a break.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I'll get to reading some of the stuff, the slides as well. Yada, yada, yada. Ubisoft sincerely believes we know that stereotypes in video games reinforce prejudice. Really? I mean, look at this stuff. The authors usually write their characters around stereotypes in the first place.
So how, you know, are we the racists if they make the characters based on stereotypes, huh? Whoa, holy shit, some quality game design.
Yep. Some quality character development, rather.
Yeah, holy shit, like making Gaston the stereotypical gay, huh? Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Or how about in Ghostbusters with the you know, female remake, how they made the black woman a stereotypical black woman. They gave her all of these crazy racist mannerisms. Like, did you see what her character was like in that movie? It was so humiliating and racist. And the left is like, oh, well, if you don't like this movie, then you're the racist. You're the misogynist. It's like, what the heck?
Look what good Lord.
These actresses. Like, look what you put them through. You put them in these stereotypes. We didn't do this. We just said it looked stupid because you're the ones that did it.
Exactly. Like, and do you know what? And I mean, sorry to cut out, but do you know what the funny part is? It's essentially like the ones that claim to care the most about the environment are the ones that do the most damage to the environment.
That's hypocritical.
Let that sink in for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's totally true. Yeah, I know.
Oh, by the way, you know what's so funny? Like, there's a couple little moments in certain Ubisoft games, too, before I move on. I played Watch Dogs 2, and they actually were selling an in-game item as a communist shirt as an in-game item.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then they should have some Nazi shirts and some American shirts and some Japanese Imperial shirts as well.
Yeah, I mean...
what else are we missing?
What else are we missing that the game Watch Dogs 2, if you've forgotten,
was set in San Francisco? Or do you know what? Well, I mean, we can give these ideas to the modding community and see what they can brew up, right?
Yeah.
And that'd also be some better, Italian fascist party shirts as well.
Why yeah.
Not? Some of those. The fascist Italians. Yeah, just bring that in there too. If they're going to have communist shirts, regimes hundreds of millions of people, then
you got to have his phone off. I mean, be fair, be consistent. That's all we are.
Right?
Exactly, I mean, right?
Well, not at all. Anyway.
If they're going to have, you know, the two guarding tools, then might as well just put everything inside.
Anyway,
I'll move on with this stuff a little bit. This whole bottom-up, they also said, bottom-up resistance, developers and gamers are speaking up. What?
And what about the fans, huh? What about the fans?
They're not gamers!
They're not speaking up.
They're speaking up for what?
It's on behalf of gamers.
With the bullshit, and that's what they're talking about. For the absolute baloney.
They're claiming to have a voice for the thousands. For the millions.
But do they? No, they don't.
Nope. That's like that's kind of like saying that Majira has the voice for all the furries.
Get woke, go broke.
Yep.
Because you're basically living in a delusion all the damn time. You might as well just go, just, you know, go fly a plane blindfolded and see what happens, right? Yep.
Get woke, go broke, and soon you'll choke.
Get fucked. Wait, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that does seem to be the case, though. Whenever companies do, in fact, get woke, they do, most oftentimes, tend to go broke. Now, if you're looking at Ubisoft, I mean, this company is not... with their whole forced diversity and they're giving into SJWs, probably not looking so good for them. I guess we'll have to keep updated on the situation and see what happens to them.
Yeah, I mean, just to get you guys filled in, the rest of the PowerPoint presentation are essentially statistics regarding, you know, in Ubisoft in Canada, 47% of game players in Canada are women. But
50%
of Canadians define themselves as gamers, but 52% of Canadians in the past. Wait. Yada, 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 and no woman.
But the thing is, those kinds of identities don't really matter so long as you're a gamer and you just like the game. You know, like, it doesn't matter if you're gay or you're a woman or black or white or whatever. If there's a good game and you like it, then that's all that matters. And, like, I don't know why they're taking all these weird things.
They're missing something important, and that's called appeal to the majority demographic.
Appeal to the paying fans, for fuck's sake.
But that's why I don't agree with the whole identity politics thing. Like, they don't need to force this on people. I mean, my God.
I mean, yeah, the statistical stuff is just...
Well, I mean, they don't care about facts. They can only care about feelings, right?
Ultimately, yeah. But this is, a lot of the stuff in this is basically...
abysmal. Painful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's essentially it. And, you know, and I can only imagine how the Ubisoft people feel. Not like I'm going to touch their games in the near future, but...
Oh, yeah, I mean, we play because we want to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that they actually stooped to this level where they said, we must hire more minorities because diversity is good. And, like, they don't even care about the diversity of intellect between those they're actually hiring. They care about race and gender. That's what really upsets me. I find that really upsetting and kind of sexist and racist, to be honest, the way that they're categorizing people that they want to hire. Like, based on that alone, that's messed up.
Hey,
it's basically what they said about the environmental too, is that the ones that claim to care the most about the environment are the ones that do the most harm to it.
Other than that, though, I mean, just before we read the live comments, you guys still remember that, what's it called? That, you know, Far Cry 5 was going to be the Republican killing simulator.
The Republican what?
The white person or Republican killing simulator that you.
Good lord, I mean. On the internet as well, too, there are actually some pretty violent and edgy games as well, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I gotta say, like, dig a few up and show it to you, when I can, Joe, because trust me as well, too, I mean, from what I saw to what this is, it's basically no different as well, too.
All right, so we've got only a couple of interesting live comments.
Oh, do tell.
I'll read out, Scorch says... The F-16, the original General Dynamics paint job, has one of the sexiest things I've ever seen on an aircraft. I don't know. I'm like, okay.
He's referring to our last story about the anthropomorphic airplanes.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Okay, sweet.
Little thing. Toonie asks, what's the Weaver's King's Assassin's Creed game? That's Assassin's Creed Origins. And... yeah, they just injected so much. Ugh. in there.
Yep. It's eventually going to be like that episode of Futurama where the professor injects stuff into an egg.
Right?
Yep. What? Just yes. keep on injecting. Keep on injecting.
Bang. Explodes.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Y'all want to hear something really nasty about the creators of Steven Universe?
Go ahead.
Yes.
They had a sort of a concept character named Concrete. It was
Concrete.
It was a completely black character with the puffy lips.
Well, isn't that racist?
And here's the thing. People actually had screenshots of the books that had the concept arts. And on the personality thing, it says bashful, super agile, but not as strong as she looks. Has a wicked shoe collection.
Good lord.
Also, can't read.
As if that's something to be proud of.
What? She's black, but she can't read.
Oh my goodness, that's another
like I said,
stereotype right there.
I know, right? It's like I said, the ones, you know, that claim to care the most, about the environment are the ones, you know, doing the most harm to it. And I see no difference in all this as well, too, right?
Yeah, it's
the holy shit, it's the most racist thing ever. I mean, come on. Concrete.
Here's the thing.
Good lord.
There's more to it, though. The rabbit hole gets deeper. They actually had an episode where they had what they called the hippie garden or the human zoo.
No,
which the human zoo is supposed to be a reference to the to an actual thing where they put black people in a zoo because they didn't think they were actually human.
No, the hippie garden.
They weren't all black.
But here's another thing. One of the people behind the creation of the episode said they were inspired by Disney's Fantasia.
Ooh, lad.
I think that like racist jokes are pretty damn funny. I mean, because I have a sense of humor and I'm not, you know, a hateful person. I just understand the whole stereotypical nature behind them, and I think they're pretty funny sometimes. I mean, my goodness, sorry. Has anyone not told a racist joke against someone else? I mean, let's be real.
Of course we all have.
They're hilarious. Like, come on. Like, if you can make fun of yourself, then you know what? You have thick skin, and you're not going to be bothered by people who need to have a safe space.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You're a racist. How dare you? It's
My God, you're a racist. Don't get my soy.
So
sad.
Shall we cover the last of the four topics that we've? I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, Avira, I think you might know about this a little more than I actually do. The story about Captain Marvel being set up for a failure.
Ah, yes, I do.
Captain Marvel. Oh dear.
Well, here's
build the nuts, Jolt. Build the nuts.
Avira will handle it.
All right, well, here's the thing. Captain Marvel is one of the most, if not, I think one of the most powerful characters in all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, here's why. I mean, if you don't know about the comics, she's basically like a freaking goddess. You know, she has she's way more powerful than Superwoman, any other characters we've really ever seen in the Marvel Universe. So Captain Marvel, she is the top-notch hero. However, when the trailer came out about her, a lot of the people who saw this, they didn't like it. They said, oh, well, it looks kind of boring. I don't really understand the story. And Captain Marvel herself does not look very intimidating, or very strong. You know, like Superwoman in those trailers, she looked very strong, you know, very confident. But in these trailers about Captain Marvel, she looked kind of, you know, boring, you know, like laissez-faire, kind of just, you know, walking around. Like, she didn't really have that kind of imposing presence. And so people are now criticizing those who criticize the trailer. They're saying, oh, well, now you're being sexist because, you know, she's the protagonist is a woman. That means if you don't like it, you're a sexist. Now, again, we've seen this before. For instance, with Black Panther, if you didn't like Black Panther, well, you're basically a racist. If you didn't like Superwoman, well, you're a misogynist. And, you know, things like that, which we've seen time and time again. And, of course, with Star Wars, which was mentioned earlier. But the thing is, it's set up to fail because it's not supposed to be a major movie. You know, it's like there's Infinity Wars, that was a major movie, but something like Deadpool 2, you know, that's not set up to be a massive plot point in the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that's what people are saying, that, well, if this movie tanks, you know, don't blame cis white males for not liking it if it doesn't do so well. That's basically the whole idea behind it. And there's been a lot of controversy, like, before this movie even came out. It's just about the trailer itself, which I find kind of strange. Now, I personally, well, I mean, I don't have an opinion about this personally. I have seen the trailer. I might watch it, but I'm not really all that interested, to be honest. It just doesn't seem like my kind of thing.
That's just...
But that's what's going on right now. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty weird. It's pretty crazy thing.
You know, something that I kind of wanted to bring up too, something recent, was that Captain America, I think that it was Captain America who basically made a cryptic post saying that he was going to... I think it was him who was... Yeah, Captain America was going to say bye to Avengers 4.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that... Yeah. I don't know if there's something to do with it, but... I mean, the fact of the matter is, I know it's no secret that Marvel is basically in a snag.
Yeah, a little bit.
In the direction they're going, I think.
They wanted to go down that road, so who can really blame them, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that protest, or it was something that was going on Twitter, where people wanted, what the hell, what's that guy's name with the bow and arrow? Longshot.
What protest, yeah. First off?
Well, they wanted Longshot to be gay in the Marvel movie. Like, they wanted, like, in the Avengers movie, they wanted Longshot to be gay or bi or something. Like, this was a thing on Twitter for quite some time.
Do you know what's something funny? If, you know, an official character isn't gay, they could just simply say, like, fire up, you know, their art drawing software thingy or their typing software, and they can do their own fan art they cannot possibly want. I've been in DeviantArt for quite a few years now, and trust me, that works wonders, so I don't see what the fuck they wouldn't do as well, too. If it should actually works wonders, and it saves, you know, the goddamn franchise from going woke and eventually going broke.
Oh, well, I was just curious why they wanted him to be gay. Like, why? Like, what's the point of that? What does that achieve? What does that actually achieve? Nothing.
Exactly. I mean, they could have their own, let's say, their own media to enjoy themselves if they do it. I mean, did they just type their gay fanfic and publish on DeviantArt or whatever it would be, right?
I don't have any double A's.
Think about it for a bit, right? Think about it.
Is you handling something? Can you...
Yeah, I'm handling something real quick. Y'all, go ahead and keep going.
That's fine. We'll kind of wrap things up in a few moments.
All right.
Yeah, but so let's say if this new movie about Captain Marvel does not do as well as people would like it to, are they going to blame it on sexism?
Why wouldn't they?
The fact is, even the developers or whatever it is, whoever's on the Marvel team, also don't have introspection or, like, I think they've also lost their ability to connect with them, you know, with their core demographic. Like I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, it really is it's a lot of ignorance, you know, by these people in Hollywood that just want to promote their own ideas and their own things, and they don't actually connect with fans at all.
The arrogance is also the biggest part. Like, they're the ones who think they know better than their core audience.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
You know what the best part is? If it flops or anything, guess who you're gonna blame? You want to know who? Drum roll. The fans. They're gonna blame the fans for being toxic males on this or that or whatever buzzword they can pull out of your dick holes.
Well, they're gonna call you. Oh, it's those cis white males. That's who hates this film. They do that all the time.
Exactly.
And, now there is a lot of talk about this movie possibly not doing as well as it could, just because it doesn't really look all that appealing, and no, it might not get a very big box office appeal.
Right.
So I guess we're gonna have to wait and see what happens with this movie. But for now, there's already controversy about it, with people not liking the trailer, and the people are making this movie are yelling at them. So it's already a problem. It's crazy. I mean, I don't even know what's gonna happen at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there's already like the future of the Avengers is still up in the air. Marvel's is in the big picture of it. Marvel's comics is still, you know, in trouble because, you know, comics have basically gone the woke route. So it's Marvel.
The woke route. Yes, absolutely.
It's a crying shame, though, but what can you expect? I know.
Right.
Other than that, we've got a couple of little live comments.
Let's see what the fans have to say. A bit of fan mail time. Hooray!
Mr. Lava says, I hope in 2 years there's another Leisure Suit. Larry, I wish they would bring back BK Street.
Probably be like Blue's Clues.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I heard that there was going to be a remake of this thing, yes.
Oh, I
something,
hope it'd be
something for the year. Something a little bit more for the modern times. Maybe you know, we could use some of that old school charm of dating in the modern day.
Definitely. Oh, besides old two, I mean, it's not that, let's say, that we don't have those old two. We do have it. The only problem is, I mean, it's in the mods as well too, and oh boy. Yeah. But you're talking about the more official things. I know what you're saying.
Oh yeah, couple little things as well. Noticed Liam Elliot Lawrence says, I put your podcast on my list of podcasts I listen to on Google Music. Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
Sweet!
We're accomplishing something.
Something, actually.
Glad you enjoy it. Yes. Jax Carl says, to answer an early question, literally, the only reason to make Longshot gay is for the ships.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
one thing I've always wanted to say was I've really wanted to rip into what was her name again? Rainy Chaos for the whole I like my communist propaganda.
Oh, dude.
I think yeah.
We actually talked about that.
Done a great job of that on the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
I know you get hungry for that.
And that was absolute beautiful.
I know.
And then she was like, oh my gosh, shut the F up. Do you know that's illegal? Duh. Like,
the political correctness this and that.
And I'm thinking, why the hell are y'all complaining about Nazis if y'all know that it's freaking illegal?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. They don't exist.
No. There's no reasoning with people that are that far gone.
And I mean, those are dead ideologies as well too, though.
And then when she gets beef with, like, you know, everybody talking about it and like her starting the freaking trash fire to begin with, she's like, can you guys untag me from this discussion, please? Like,
just pleading the victim.
You freaking caused this dumpster fire. You better be able to, you know, deal with it. And I even recommended for her to get rid of the thread. Delete it. Delete the thread. Nobody would know that it exists.
If you were naughty, you just archive it and like.
Then she blocks me.
Oh well, try to get a story in 3 parts.
Get fucked. Well,
all right, so I think we've come quite close for time, though. Good grief! I mean, the cycle this week was slow to bear.
And one last thing. Yeah, that comment with Cothrix calling everybody SJWs just for not thinking that Kira was innocent. Yes, he said something along the lines of, oh, you know, these people that are hating you are just SJW snowflakes.
You mean the preteen werewolf guy?
I think at this stage, you know something funny, though. It's another can of worms. So I'll just say that Cuphorix might have, regretted it. Maybe he might have walked it back, but the story is just in chaos right now, maybe we might talk about it another time. Maybe we're just better off leaving it to the experts who hound them, because goodness knows, for he needs a house cleaning. But...
Oh, Jax. Jackson chat
says
hashtag
no
free
Jax.
My you know what Kira or Kiro
no
my Jax, inward Kiro
my
yep Jax Carl says,
I mean oh boy
free my nigga Kiro
yeah
free my nigga Kiro that's what he said so Jax I don't know why you think he is your nigga. And why he should
I think
be
he's just being satirical, maybe.
Because he's not in jail at this point, and I'm pretty sure he's not black. So please refrain from racism on such our comments. That would be most appreciated.
Depends on what you use. I mean, there's a difference between A and ER, but there's neither here nor there.
No, I know. I'm kidding. I know.
I know. We have to keep our status on YouTube and all the other podcasts.
Like, this is what we're talking about. So, it's. I mentioned this earlier in a private conversation, but you know what? I'm going to bring it up anyway. The whole situation between with Kiro and these allegations compared to what's happening with Brett Kavanaugh, it's a little weird how it's happening at the same damn time. Like, did anybody else realize that kind of parallel or anything?
But here's the thing. When he got interviewed with Cothrix, he said, yes, those messages were real. Even though with everyone else, he said they were fake. That they were from Armenian hackers.
Did not. Oh my god.
Wow. Armenian?
Yes. No, that they,
wasn't
that
the Armenian hackers?
They allegedly hacked his Telegram and his Twitter and all that. And all of a sudden, his Telegram account was deleted.
Oh my goodness.
It's mental.
This guy needs responsibility for his actions rather than powering.
And that same thread on Twitter with him and Cothrix, he was apparently discussing about the script for Cothrix's video.
Well, this is something we probably should not be getting into. It's a bit of time.
But that'll be a tale for another time.
Yep.
Well, we have to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll just wait and see. It's a developing story, so we've got to find out some more. Anyway, I'd just like to comment that, I really had a stretch to find something good for the week.
And with
that said, you guys want to come with like a little closing statement? One by one.
Well, yes. I would like to make a closing statement. So, kids, if you end up in life, doesn't matter if you're furry or not, never go woke or you'll go broke.
Good statement.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yes, my closing statement. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the stream. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And I just want to mention one live comment from Panda, who says hashtag spank Kiro with the dead Adam. I'm sorry, I had to.
All right. Okay. Ice got a closing statement.
Hmm. Based on that, which animal would it have to be? His dead dog or the deer on the road?
Ouch.
Which one's gonna be the first one for his lickings?
You're cold, man.
Hey.
Vote for that on Twitter.
Actually, yeah, we could basically make a public post on it.
Yeah, why not?
Oh yeah,
on Twitter.
Don't worry, the furries will know exactly what they're on about, though.
God damn and it, ice! It's cold as ice.
Yeah, and I think with that we've Thank run you. Our course. Let's wrap this up. Thanks to all of you who came in, had a listen. I hope you had fun. Have fun with it as much as we did with making the show, despite all our.
See you guys next time, and until then.
And I hope that next time things will go better. And that said, I mean, stay tuned for more. We've always got more coming in, and we've got a few special treats on the way. So, with that said, I bid you all farewell. Until next time.
And until then.